Mandy and I weren't just friends, we were family.
Check out Phobro, climbing Mount Grayson like it ain't no thing.
I'm gonna go over there.
Even though it's been over a decade since I last saw her, she left a lifelong impression.
She was amazing, wasn't she?
She was. Amanda told me that she felt so much guilt for what she did, starting that fire. You must blame her to some degree.
What is this about?
Well, foster home where we lived, Amanda and I were called invisibles. The kind of kids adoptive parents wanted nothing to do with. Too old, too jaded. Only thing we had to rely on was each other. Until one day, it looked like a family might actually take her in after all. I always thought that she started that fire so they wouldn't want her. And we could stay together.